cold temperatures didn't stop a diverse crowd of marchers at Women's March Rockford. More than 200 people gathered to express themselves, support each other, and peacefully march. Jennifer Stark held a sign that said, "Voting is my superpower."
And I feel like voting is my superpower. It's all of our superpowers. And so that's my sign, and that's why I'm here today, is that I want to represent and remind everybody that if we don't like where the world is today, we can vote. We can make a difference.
Men showed up too, including Barry Champion.
I'm here to support the Women's March and everyone's rights for equality. People kind of just know me as loving everybody. I've been to probably all the women marches since they've started, as well as other women's rights sort of marches as well.
Four generations of marchers were there. Jerry Hood was there with her granddaughters.
This is London and this is Paris. I'm just here to make sure that everybody is accounted for and to teach my granddaughters that we can help people. My degree is in human services, so this is kind of like what I've always been into. Because I fall through so many cracks myself, it's very important that we get more attention focused on women's rights. It's important for me and then for them growing up too.
And Melody Pearson has been marching for decades.
I'm here because I've been marching for rights since the 1970s, and we still don't earn equal dollar for equal jobs. There are just a lot of reasons for us to be respected. I respect men, they're men I love, and I don't want to take anything away from them, but I would like to share the world that they're in and have them share the good parts of our world.
I'm Connie Coons.
And I'm Susan Stevens.
Hello, Women's March Rockford!
Sky Gia Garcia kicked off the first round of speeches.
This year's theme is intersectionality.
Up on the outdoor stage in downtown Rockford, the lineup of speakers looked a lot like the audience. And not just because they were bundled in scarves and heavy coats. They were people who knew discrimination firsthand, and in many cases, their labels overlapped or intersected. Anquanet Parham read a message from Winnebago County Clerk Tiana McCall, challenging the crowd to keep advocating for policies that support women.
And not just some women's rights, all women's rights. Poor women, women of color, Muslim women, immigrant women, women all across the gender and identity spectrum, incarcerated women, any and all disenfranchised women. Again, I repeat, all women.
I'm ready for whatever comes my way. I wake up in the morning and I'm ready. Are you ready?
Rhonda Greer is president of the Rockford chapter of the NAACP. She says she's ready to continue fighting for women's rights and getting people out to vote.
Stand for your purpose. Stand for your beliefs. Stand for the people that you love. Stand for your community.
Congresswoman Sherry Bustos told the crowd their work's not finished. They need to help make sure everyone is counted in this year's census. And on this 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, they must use their superpower, the right to vote.
You've got to use every single day and be inspired by what this nation needs to be and all it can be.
And with that, Bustos and the rest of the marchers lined up behind an 8-year-old named Liliana and hit the streets.
What do we want?
Equal rights!
What do we want
them?
Now!
I'm Susan Stevens.
What do we want?